Chapter 27. Molly had patched the desk phone into the conference room, and everyone but Arthur Angstrom and Buddy Hall was in there. "We've had two more home invasions," Jesse said. "Three so far. Pretty much the same M.O. Women home alone in the daytime. Man comes in with a mask and a gun, forces them to disrobe, takes their picture, makes them lie face down and count to 100, and disappears."
"He dressed the same," Suit said.
"Black pants, black windbreaker," Jesse said. "Ski mask, baseball hat, probably Yankees. The women aren't sure." "Nobody in the neighborhood noticed anything?" McGuire said. "Nope," Jesse said. "Not that many people around. Most people's husbands and wives both work. Kids are in school."
"Do we know if he was in a car or on foot?" Suit said.
"Nope."
"He dresses like our peepa," Molly said. "Think it might be him."
"They don't usually escalate like that," Suit said.
Jesse looked at him.
"I've been reading up," Suit said.
He had a yellow legal pad on the table in front of him and a ballpoint pen. Jesse nodded and went to the big pot on the file cabinet and got some coffee. There was a box of donuts on the table. He took one.
"Any thoughts?" he said.
He took a bite of the donut, leaning forward so he wouldn't get cinnamon sugar on his shirt front.
"See a pattern anywhere?" Suit said.
"The women," Molly said, "all of them in their 40s, all of them married with children in school.
All of them in neighborhoods which are relatively deserted during the day," Suit said, "at least the school day."
"So which is the appeal?" Jesse said. "Married, children, 40?
"Alone during the day," McGuire said.
"Relatively upscale neighborhoods," Suit said.
"All of the above?" Molly said.
"Age is maybe a function of other things," Molly said. "Most women with kids in school would be in their 30s or 40s.
"Like you, Moll," Suit said.
"Like hell," Molly said. "I'm the same age as my oldest kid."
"How's that work?" Suit said.
"It just does," Molly said.
Jesse looked at McGuire. "Any reports of our peeping Tom since the first home invasion?" Jesse said.
"No," McGuire said.
"We have to consider that it may be the same guy," Jesse said.
"We don't know who he is," Suit said, "so what we consider don't make a hell of a lot of difference."
Jesse ignored him.
"And we can also entertain the possibility that it's not," Jesse said.
"The peeper was my case, Jesse," McGuire said. "Are the home invasions mine too?"
"The home invasions case belongs to all of us," Jesse said. "If it is our peeper, he's escalating, and we have no way to know how far it'll go."
No one said anything.
"Molly and I will keep talking to the victims," Jesse said. "I want each of you to listen to everybody you know. Questions, gossip, idle chit-chat, thoughtful discussion, jokes, whatever. And always listening for anything that might send you somewhere, tell you something, lead you anywhere."
No one said anything.
"A good police force," Jesse said, "allows people to feel safe in their homes."
Everyone was quiet. "We need to do better," Jesse said. No one spoke. Everyone looked glum. Jesse grinned.
"Win one for the stoner," he said.
They all looked relieved.
"Okay," Jesse said. "Time to go back to work. Molly, you fill in Arthur and Buddy. Suit, stick around for a minute. Everybody else..."
He jerked his thumb toward the door and they got up and left. Suit stayed sitting at the table with his yellow pad.
"We get all the rest of the donuts," he said.
He reached into the box and took one.
"You still talking to the swingers?" Jesse said.
"Sure," Suit said. "Can't say I'm learning much. See if they have anyone in their group that especially likes to watch."
Suit nodded as he chewed down half a donut. When it was swallowed, he said, "You think it might be one of the swingers?"
"No," Jesse said. "To tell you the truth, I don't. But I got nowhere else to go, and at least the swingers group is atypical in their sexuality."
"It'll take a while," Suit said. "I have to do a lot of schmoozing to get a little information, you know."
"It's called police work," Jesse said.
"Awful long shot," Suit said.
"At the moment, I don't have a shorter one," Jesse said.
Suit nodded. He'd finished his donut. "You think this guy'll do something worse?"
"If he's our peeper, he went up the ladder pretty quick," Jesse said.
"They dressed the same," Suit said.
"Could be a copycat," Jesse said. "Could be on purpose to mislead us."
"Or it could be him," Suit said.
"Or it could be him," Jesse said.
"I'll see what I can find out," Suit said.